Last time we discussed the machlokas rishonim, which is 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, as to whether in a bidyevit situation a bidikas aleph below zayin or zayin below aleph is sufficient. Tilasan afa pishein sofan sofan afa pishein tilasan. And the mechaber paskins the ein lahakel that you have to be machmir like the position of the smag and the sefer truma. Those rishonim, the Bavli Tosfos, that bidikas both aleph and zayin are likuva. And then we discuss the potential contradiction within the position of the Noda Behuda between the rights in Dagla Mervava and in the Shuvas. And Rabbi Karp's Yishuv maybe is not a stira as to whether there's a difference between his formulation that Bedikas Aleph V'Gimel doesn't work as opposed to Bedikas Gimel V'Zayim. But it's clear that Bedikas Aleph Gimel V'Ches definitely would work, that if you have... If you're choshesh for the second position, as we are in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rishonim, that Aleph without Zion doesn't work, Zion without Aleph doesn't work, but you were to do a Vedik on day 1 and day 3. So even if you're machmir that you can't go to the mikvah after day 7, if you did another Vedik on day 8, then you definitely could go to the mikvah after day 8. You don't have 5 days without a Vedika in that situation. So let's discuss some of the lemaisa elements here as to under what circumstances a woman can perform either bidyevit where she realizes after the fact that she failed to perform the requisite number of bidikas, or in what situation could we proactively advise her to perform the minimal number of bidikas. Rabbi Karp quotes on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, Rabbi Karp in the Mishmar Satara quotes that Rav Yashiv was makel in the following situation where most contemporary poskim are machmir. They have a woman who did regular bedikos on day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, and she forgot to perform a bedika on day 7 at all. So she did 6 days of bedikos, 2 bedikas a day, 1 bedika a day, and she forgot to perform a bedika on day 7. So al pi shulchan aruch we paskin, you need tchilas and misofan, so you need a bidika on day 1 and day 7 likuva, so then you should say, no good. She has to wait another day, perform a bidika on day 8, and only then go to the mikvah after day 8. In this case, Rabbi Karp quotes that Rav Yashiv was meiko, that here you can rely on the Dagel Mervava. The Dagel Mervava writes that bidikas 1 and 3 are good, even if you miss bidikas day 7. So here you have bedikas day 1 and day 3, since anyway, according to many Rishonim, one alone would have been good. And within that position that we're machmir for, that you need 1 and 7 likuva, the Dagel Mervava writes 1 and 3 are also good. So in this bedievit situation, where she did 6 days of bedikas and forgot day 7, Rav Yashiv paskin that you can rely on the Dagel Mervava of day 1 and day 3. Here you had day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, day 5, day 6, you're just missing day 7, and she could go to the mikvah, motzei, day 7. Rabbi Karp suggests, even in this situation, based on his presentation that we discussed last time, that according to Kama Rishonim, there's still a requirement to do a bedika prior to tevila, so even if you don't require a day 7 bedika, you need a bedika prior to tevila. So he recommends that in this situation, if you're going to follow the Pesach of Rav Yashiv, to allow for a bedika on Motzai, day 7, if she misses day 7 bedika, you should still require that you do a bedika prior to Tevila. 1 second, all right? Most of the contemporary Sfarim are Mafri, even in this case, that if you missed the bedika on day 7, even if you did bedika day 1 through 6, you still have to wait another day to do bedika on day 8. That's what Rabbi Eider writes, Rabbi Forrest writes. That seems to be the consensus of Poskim. I think Rabbi Will looks at that position as well, that in this case, you wouldn't be Mako on the fact that there are middle bedikas if you miss day 7, and you'd have to wait another day and then go to the mikvah after day 8, provided that you did a proper bedika on day 8. All right.
According to Rabbi Yashiv, shouldn't it not matter if it's just day 1 and day 3, then, if he's going to rely on the Dagel Mervava?
The Dagel Mervava is talking about where there's a bedika on the middle day. On a middle day.
So I'm saying, so according to him, you only did 1 through 6 stuff.
No, that was the Maisa Shaya.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
So the rest of it said day 1 and 4 also, 1 and 3 also.
Correct, right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat Zayin quotes the Tshuva's Chasson Sofer. We
And if you miss day 7, you just do day 8, you could go?
If you miss day 7, you just do day 8. Right, so then...
And that night, not day
I'm
eight.
Sorry?
And then you could go day 8.
And then you could do it... Right, so as long as you don't miss 5 days of Bedikah, somewhere in the middle...
But that doesn't that mean... Let's say you forgot day 2.
Right.
So now does that mean...
And you did which days?
You did day 1.
Right.
And then, whatever, day 2 you forgot till... Day 4 or whatever, where the Pesukim for, where they would be Machmir. And then you forgot day 7 also.
You did day 1 and day 4.
Yeah.
So then you could do day 8, because you don't have a 5-day break.
But then you don't have a day 1 Bedikah, so...
The day 1 Bedikah still counts as day 1.
That's still in day 1 and
8. So the Pesukim Shuvah quotes here in Sukkot Dim Zayin, from the Tshuvas Chasson Sofer, Sim and Kufay and Ches, we quoted this Chasson Sofer before for the Lumdus involved, but the context of the tshuva was a situation where a woman failed to perform Bedikas Aleph V'Zayin. And then, not realizing the din, she went to the mikveh and was with her husband after day 7. All right, so let's say she did a bedikah on day 1, she failed to perform a bedikah on day 7, failed to perform any bedikahs in the middle, she just did a day 1 bedikah, and then she went to the mikvah, Kfar Lansa Eitza Baila. So the Chasson Sofer passes over there that we could be makel not to require her to start the whole count again, because push comes to shove, the majority of Yishonim really hold that Tchilas and Af Pishay in Sofa and Sofa and Af Pishay in Tchilas. Rav Avadya goes a little bit further. Rav Avadya on page Shin Yud Beis, in this situation of Karlansa Yitzel Baila, is willing to be Mekel even if she only did one of the middle Bedikas. Chasson Sofer is only willing to be made if she did a bedikah on day 1 or day 7. But since Lamaisa, many Rishonim hold that even a middle bedikah alone is sufficient b'di'aved. So in this case, a Kfar Lansa Yitzel Baila, Rav Avadya is willing to be made even if she only did a single middle day bedikah. Yeruch HaShulchan is troubled by the chumrah of the Mechaber, the fact that the Mechaber so adamantly says Ein LaHakel, like the majority position in Rishonim. So the Yeruch HaShulchan is willing, in Sif Kavav, even though in principle the starting point is that we have to paskin like Shulchan Aruch of Ein LaHakel, but he says in a situation where Bedikos irritate a woman, and she's prone to, or she has a makor, prone to bleeding from makos ubsayim tocharechem, in a way that's going to be aggravated by extra bedikos. And Bedocha Godoli writes, she's able to get any clean bedikah. So in that situation where it's challenging to do multiple bedikos, Yeruch HaShulchan writes that you can paskin me'ikir adin, as long as she did a proper hafsik tara, to rely on a single bedikah during the shiv and the kiyum. The chen morin halacha l'maisa. The Yeruch HaShulchan is willing to be makel halacha l'maisa in a situation of extenuating circumstances of a woman who finds performing multiple bedikos problematic, even to do bedikos aleph v'zayin would be problematic. The Yeruch HaShulchan is willing to be makel to allow a woman to do a single bedikah during shiv and the kiyum, above
day
and
one.
Beyond the Hefzat Tara. I'm sorry.
Day 1?
Any day. Any day during Shiva Nikim, and to rely on that in that situation even Lichat Chila. That is a very liberal position that the later poskim don't generally embrace. Although Rav Moshe does allow for relying on a single bedika under very extenuating circumstances. There's a reference to this in Chelet Bey's Simen Samachtes. Chelet Bey's Simen Samachtes. And Rabbi Eider quotes this from Rav Moshe on page 105, that in a situation, what Rav Moshe refers to as a, or Rabbi Eider quoting Rav Moshe refers to as a makom igun situation, where it's going to be difficult for a woman to achieve a proper tahara unless she's makel to do only a single bedik on day 1 or day 7. So in such a situation where the only way she's going to become Muteres Labayla is by relying on a single day 1 or day 7 bedika, then Rav Moshe is willing to be makel like the, what we'll call the Ikaradin, the first position of Shulchan Aruch, the Rov Rishonim, to allow a single day 1 or day 7 bedika. It sounds, but his threshold is much higher than the Aruch HaShulchan's threshold. The Aruch HaShulchan sounds like any case where you have a woman who has makos upsayim tocha rechem and bedikos are difficult. The Aruch HaShulchan is willing to allow the chachila for such a woman to do a single bedika on day 1 or day 7. Rav Moshe's threshold, as quoted, sounds higher. It has to be mamash makom igun, where there's no way, or it's highly unlikely, that the woman's going to end up being Muteres Labayla, unless we give her this dispensation to rely on a single bedika during Shiva Nikiyam. Yeah?
So you say day 1 or day 7 is...
Day 1 or day 7.
So not like the Aruch HaShulchan also in that
regard? Not like the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan was willing to allow, it sounds like, even a middle day bedika. Yeah. The way Rav Moshe's quoted is day 1 or day 7. Most contemporary poskim and most of the Kisser Svarim assume that even under the most extenuating circumstances where a woman finds it difficult to do clean bedikas, you minimally have to insist on a day 1 and day 7 bedika. Although, again, in a really super extenuating circumstance, you'd have to discuss with the posek whether there are grounds to rely on a single bedika. But even there, the recommendation is that if you're going to perform the minimal number of bedikas, let's say day 1 and day 7, the recommendation is to perform a middle day bedika as well. But if you're only going to do bedika, if you're only going to plan Meirosh to do a bedika on day 1 and day 7, and then come day 7, you sense that if you do a bedika, it's going to end up bad, so then you're going to be stuck. Because if you don't do your day 7 bedika, then you wait till the next day, you already have 5 days of no bedikas, and then you're back to square one. So it's generally not advisable, even in a situation where you're going to allow for the minimal number of bedikas, day Aleph and day Zion, if possible, it's better to recommend a middle day bedika as well, such that if something happens on day 7 and you're not able to do the day 7 bedika, or you're concerned, let's say you have a makkah, and you could sense that if you did a bedika, it's not going to end up being clean, so then you have the option of waiting that day 7 till day 8, do a bedika on day 8, and then go to the mikvah after day 8. If you were to have missed all the middle bedikas entirely, and you're counting on the day 7 bedika as a follow-up to day 1 bedika, if you end up not doing the day 7 bedika, then you're going to be stuck and have to start the count again. Because then you'll have 5 days of no bedikas in the middle, and then that sets you back to square one. We previously had referenced the discussion as to whether this requirement of sphira or a formal requirement of sphira of counting during Shiva Nikiyam in the position of the Shalah. So let's just discuss that a little bit in more detail now, and that will be a segue into a discussion of the famous position of the middle of Tzedakah. Tosas and Ksubas of Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Safra, Tosas Ksubas Ayin Beis Amin Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Safra, asks the Kasha, why is it that a Zava doesn't say a bracha on her Sefiras Shiva Nikiyam the same way that we say a bracha on Sefiras Omer? After all, you have the tzivoy, if you will, or the imperative of V'Safra La by Shiva Nikiyam, just like you have Sfartem by Sfiras Omer. So why is there no bracha for Sfiras Shiva Nikiyam as we have a bracha for Sfiras Omer? Tosas answers. Or for Sfiras Shnas Ayovel. The Yesh Lomar, De'ein Mevarchin Ella biyovel shemivarkin bezdin b'chol shana shela olam yuchal limnos keseder. So when it comes to sfiras hayovel, so there bezdin counts every year, and then there would be bracha on the count, which has to be performed sometime during the year. V'chein omer, same thing by sfiras omer. There's a daily count, and you count every day, and there's no impediment. There's no obvious impediment to your daily count by Sfiras Omer or your annual count when it comes to Sfiras Shanim leading up to Yovel. Aval Zava Shim Tiratistor Ein Lo Limnos. However, when it comes to a Zava, where if she were to be Soseres, then she'd have to start over again. So then, Ein Lo Limnos. So literally, ein lo limnos sounds like there's no tzivui to count. Now, Tosas kasha was about bracha, and the answer in the Girsa Lefaneinu is ein lo limnos, because there's a possibility of shema tir v'tistor, there's no imperative to count. And the side of the Gemara, the Nimukei Agrir, there quotes the Girsa of the Shalah, that the Shalah had in that Tosas, instead of ein lo limnos, ein lo levarech, which is a smoother answer to Tosafot Kasha. The Kasha is, why is there no bracha? The answer is, because Shema Tir V'Tistor, that's why she doesn't say a bracha. So the Mashmaos of that Girsa and Tosafot, which is the position of the Shalah, is that, yeah, there's no bracha for a technical reason, because Shema Tir V'Tistor, but there's still a Chiyuv Sfira, there's a formal requirement to count in a official way. Hayom, Yom Rishon L'Shivin Akiyim, Hayom, Yom Sheni L'Shivin Akiyim, which was that the Shalah writes, he recommended that his wife do Lemaisa. This Girsa and Tosafot is also reflected in the Das Akeinim, Vayikra Perakafei Pasiches Parshas Bahar, Perakafei Pasiches, Das Akeinim has the same Kasha, and he writes, Shema Tira V'Tistor, or Shema Tira V'Soseres, V'Nim Seis Bracha L'Vatala. Maybe she's going to be Soseres account sometime during the Shivin Akiyim, and it will end up that she will have recited a bracha levatala because it wasn't a real count. That's the position of the Shalah, quoted in Piskei Shuli here, Sivkat and Dalid, endorsed by the Chachmas Adam that we mentioned last time in Siman Kuf Yudayin, that a woman should, Kuf Yudayin Yudalid in the Chachmas Adam, Kuf Yudayin Yudalid, that a woman should be Soferis Bepeh, Hayom Yom Rishon L'Shivat Nekiyam, Hayom Yishen L'Shivat Nekiyam. We discussed last time the Machlokas, let's call it Shalah and Chachmas Adam / Sidrei Tara, is the ideal time for that Sfira at the end of the day, the beginning of the day, be that as it may. We also noted that the Sefer Chinuch is Beferish, there in Parshas Bahar, Mitzvah Shin Lamed, that there is no mitzvah to count before. There's a famous line in the Noda Behuda, Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, Tinyana Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, commenting on the Shalah, Hagon HaKadosh HaZeh L'Rov Kedushas Chasidusa, they were such a righteous person, Nizkayim Bo Oe Mitzvos Lo Yispa Mitzvos V'Ratza L'Man Tzidko L'Hagdil Taru L'Harbos B'Mitzvos. So the Shalah was such a holy person, Oe Mitzvos Lo Yispa Mitzvos, he wanted to add Mitzvos, so he added a Mitzvah Sfiras Shivin Akiyim that none of the Monei Mitzvos have and didn't exist before he invented it. So that's the Noda Behuda's cute way of arguing with the Shalah. L'maisa, Chachmas Adam notwithstanding, the most poskim were not choshesh for the Shalah as far as a formal count. Take a look, for example, Igros Moshe, Yoridea, Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, Anaf Gimel, we'll say it again 10 times fast, Yoridea, Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Hei, Anaf Gimel. Igros Moshe points out that you don't find in poskim that they were choshesh for this position of the Shalah. However, even though poskim were not choshesh for the formal requirement of Sfira recommended by the Shalah, but this idea does have resonance l'maisa in a famous position of the Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka, which is taken very seriously by poskim. Tshuvas Mil Tzedaka, Simen Samach Gimel, I suggested that you see it on the Mar Mekomos. Chuas Mil Tzedakah Simen Samach Gimel. If you didn't have a chance to look at it inside in the original, you should have seen it here in the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkatan Gimel, and more barichas in the analysis of the Sidrei Taras Sifkatan Yuches. Again, Piskei Tshuva here, Sifkatan Gimel, Sidrei Taras Sifkatan Yuches. They both quote, the Piskei Tshuva just quotes the setup of the Mil Tzedakah, and then Sidrei Taras deals with his rayos and tries to analyze them. What is the situation, what was the case of the Mil Tzedakah? So he was asked about a woman who during her Shiva Nikiyam found a kesem, and she discussed it with her friends, all down the hill from there. She'd be asking a Shiloh of a Rav. So she discussed it with her friends, and her friends told her that she has to start counting another 5 days for Polenta Shechvazera before she could do another Hefsek Tara and restart the count of Shiva Nikiyam. So that set her back a couple days until she realized, I know, the din is that you can do a Hefsek Tara that day and start Shiva Nikiyam again the next day. In the meantime, she was wearing a garment that had Ksamim on it. The question was whether, if Lemaisa, those days in the interim, which she didn't have in mind to count towards Shiva Nikiyam, can post facto count towards Shiva Nikiyam. I mean, the case was, left that an important detail. The case was that she found the kesem, she did a hefsek tara right away, and then her friends told her that, no, that didn't count, you have to wait 5 days before the hefsek tara. So the second part of the tshuva deals with how do we look at the dirty bag that she was wearing, that aksamim. Can she be told of those ksamim on an earlier time? Does she have to be close to the ksamim recent? That's not our issue now. But the Mil Tzedakah argues, as far as the first point, that there is a requirement to have a consciousness and awareness of Shiva Nikiyam for the duration of the Shiva Nikiyam. The way he presents it is, Rabbi Akiva require, and Rabbi Yeshua for that matter, requires 7 days of bedikas. Lazar only requires day one and day seven. Point one. Point two, there is a position of the Shalah that you require a formal sfira. And he says, even though we don't assume like that position to require a sfira b'peh, Rowan Anu She mitzvah sfira beinan lefachos she techashvem leminyan shiva nikiyam shela. That even though there's no formal requirement to sfira bepeh, there is a requirement of sfira that you at least have to cheshvin that these are your days of shiva nikiyam. These are your 7 nikiyam days. V'gam Reb Lazar by la sfira. Even Reb Lazar, who doesn't require a bedika on every day, requires an element of sfira on every day. What's his raya? Nehaitaima humai depasku gamler Lazar shetia bedika toch hashiva v'losagim bedika saches. Why is it that Reb Lazar insists that you have bedikas aleph v'zayim? Why can you have bedikas aleph and bedika, another bedika, whatever you want before you go to the mikvah? Have another bedika 2 weeks later. Ella what? That after all, she's already mukzakas betara after the hafsek tara. Ella must be that even Reb Lazar requires a unit of shiva nikiyam. In those days, we require an element of sfurim, geluyim, a consciousness and realization that these are the shiv and the kiyum. Even if you don't require bedikah b'chol yom, you still require that awareness. And then a little later on, the Me'il Tzedakah raises another issue, a more technical concern, that if the woman loses her awareness that she's in shiv and the kiyum, then she's not going to be as sensitive to the possibility that maybe she had some ri'iyah or some hargasha or some other dom come out. And you have to be choshesh that that is going to harm or compromise the cheskas tara that was created by the hafsek tara. If it's lo mirma nafsha lived up with chalpam shir gisha, if she's not consciously holding in shivanakiyam, then she's not going to be as sensitive to a potential hargasha or to do bedikas every time that there's a hargasha. Those are the two concerns raised by the Me'il Tzedakah in this context, where if a woman loses consciousness, loses awareness, has a hesach hadas from her shiv nekiyim, you have to be concerned, number one, that maybe she's not going to be fully aware of a potential hargasha, and more fundamentally, you're lacking in the requirement of sfurin ubedukin, of counted days towards the shiva nikim. Yosef.
Is this on a day-by-day basis? Like, what if someone has, like, surgery during their shiva nikim, or I don't know, somehow someone's out for the span of a day?
For a day? So we'll talk about a day in a few minutes. Sam?
There it seems, according to the second reason, shouldn't we have a conscious realization all day? Meaning, according to the first reason,
right,
it's about the mitzvah, you should just have, like, once a day, it would be fine.
Right. So the second reason would assume that even though, again, anyway, you slice it, you don't even require bedika every day. You only need bedika day aleph, day zayin, at best, right?
Right.
So this furin is not a function of bedikos, it's a function of your awareness that you're tov shiv nekiyim. So as long as you're aware that you're tov shiv nekiyim, you'll be sensitive in case of hargasha. But if you lapse in that awareness, then we're worried, maybe argasha v'lavadaita.
Right, but meaning, for a second reason, you should be this, have this awareness throughout the day.
Correct. How do you know that's not the case?
I wouldn't.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. Yeah.
According to the Me'il Tzedakah, so the Ravid, let's say, and those who are saying that you only remember to do it, or even in the case where you forgot to do it until day seven.
Right.
So he's understanding was the whole time she knew she was doing shiva nekiyam, but she just
forgot
to do bedika.
Or she, correct, right. Or she didn't do bedika because of the difficulty involved and the psi and the rechem.
And also, according to the Me'il Tzedakah, in this case, wouldn't the woman have it on her mind because she assumed that anytime she's getting this kesem, that she'd require a new 5 and 7?
Yeah, but the 5 are on part of shivin akim.
If she would start, she would actually require a new 5 and 7. So she had
right.
So she was, there was enough community for her. If she saw another kesem. If she saw another kesem on day 3 of this 5, so
right.
Her understanding was that she would need to require weiter another 5 and 7, because that's what her friends told her. So she has in mind that she has to be checking for these things.
No, because once you have to wait for 5 days anyway, it doesn't make a difference if you see Kesem today or not. You're going to do a Hefsek Tara after 5 days. In the regular case, it doesn't make a difference if I can see Dam for 5 days straight. As long as I'm clean before I do the Hefsek Tara, I'm fine.
Is that created? Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Achronim raised some issues with the Me'il Tzedakah's analysis. Most Achronim assume, as we'll see, that the Iker Tam, at least... to the extent that the Achronim accept the Me'il Tzedakah l'alacha or choshesh for it, they view the Iker Tam as the more theoretical Tam, that there's a requirement of awareness because of the din of shivin nekiyim, and they're less concerned about the Tam of maybe argasha l'avadaita because she's not focused on the days as shivin nekiyim. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. In terms of the issues that Achrona raised in understanding the Mil Saka's first point, the requirement of Sfurim, Bdukin, the consciousness, Rav Avadya quotes on page Shin Lamed, Lechem Simla has this in Sifkat and Yud Gimel, that the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Yud Gimel Mibes, which is quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, coming up, Sif Zayin, Sif Ches, the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Mibes talks about a Chereshes, right? That how is a Chereshes able to perform bedikos and go through the process of Shiv Nekiyim? So the Mishnah says that she has to have a Pikachas assist her in the process. So Lechem Simla is bothered, your body is bothered. Oh, 1 second. If you require, right, the Mishnah says, Chereshes, Lashot, Vasuma, Shenitra, Fadaita, Im Yeshla, Pikchos, Metachmas, Sasan, Vein, Ochlos, Petruma. So they can engage in the Tara process with the assistance of Pikachas. So if it's a case that you have to have a conscious awareness that you're Toch Shiv Nekiyim, so very good, the Pikachas is going to do the formal act of Bedikah for you, but how is that going to help create the consciousness for a La Bardas? If this is an absolute requirement to have consciousness of Shiv Nekiyim, then Pikachas can't provide that consciousness for a Lav Bardas. Even though, technically speaking, that Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel is talking about a Nida, not about a Zava, not in the context of Shiv Nekiyim, but it's not Mashma L'Halacha that there's any distinction between Nida and Zava as far as the Din of Chereshes. It's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, Siv Zayin, Siv Ches. So that's one issue raised with the Mil Tzedaka. Sidrei Tara is another issue. Sidrei Tara, this is in Sifkat and Yud Ches, in the paragraph beginning, Mikol Halein. Sidrei Tara asks from the position of the Rav of the Rashba in the Sugya of Tavuli Nase. In that Sugya of Dam Chima Tavuli Nase, some Rishonim hold, the Rav of the Rashba we discuss when we talk about Dam Chimut, that there's no requirement of Hefsek Tara leading up to, or in the context of the Shiv Nekiyim for Dam Chimut, for Tavuli Nase. And the Rashba holds that you don't even require Bedikos of Shiv Nekiyim. So we don't pass on like the Rashba, but there is such a position we've shown him, that you don't even require Bedikos after Tavuli Nase. And that was the Maisa of Ravina, right? Ravina was setting up Chasana, and there wasn't awareness as to why he insisted on waiting Shiv Nekiyim. So if it's a case that you require a consciousness of Shiv Nekiyim, then how could you not require any bedikos? How could you have a situation where, as long as you wait Shiv Nekiyim, not knowing what they're for, you could proceed with the chasana after Tavuli Nase? Okay, maybe Dam Chimut is only the Rabbanon, so they weren't Machmir there, which is different than the Ikra Din Shiv Nekiyim for Azava. He goes back and forth about that. Bottom line, Sidrei Tara, despite the issue that he raises, is Choshesh for the Mil Tzedaka L'maisa. There is a contrary position articulated by the Tshuvas Onegantiv. Tshuvas Onegantiv, Simon Pei Beis, rejects the Mil Tzedaka out of hand. What was the Shaila was asked? A woman started counting Shiv Nekiyim. She did a Bedik on day one. The next day, her husband leaves on a business trip, and he's not expected back for another 6 months. So she says, why should I bother continuing my Shiv Nekiyim? My husband's not coming back for another 6 months anyway. Lo and behold, 2 days later, the husband comes back. So she totally gave up on Shiv Nekiyim. So she did a Bedik on day one, but by day two, it was already out of her consciousness. And then the husband comes back, let's say on day four. So, normal circumstances, as long as she did a day one bidika, the husband came back on day four, she could continue doing bidikas through day seven, she should be fine. But what about the fact that she lost any awareness, she lost consciousness, she lost cheshbin, that she's toch, shivanakiyim, does that lapse set her back to square one? So he has the following raya's against the Me'il Tzedakah. So first he says, why should Shiva Nekiyim be any better than Tevila? The din is, Kulan Daf Lamed Aleph, that let's say Anida is pushed into the mikvah without her consent, awareness, consciousness. Nensa v'tavla, she's tavla baila. You don't have to have awareness, you don't have to have kavadi, you don't have to have consciousness to be tavelis. Right, the case of a woman who falls off a bridge into the river, which is a kasher mikvah, or into a kasher mikvah, no kavana latara at all, she is tahora. So he assumes, why should Shiva Nekiyim be any worse than Tevila? The requirement of Bedika isn't to establish your consciousness, it's only to establish that there's no more dam. So that was the issue of the Rashba and the Rada we spoke about last time. Fine. Then he says, it's Mashma that way from the Gemara here in Daf Kaf. Rebbe Radam Balayla Vitime Rabbi Yom Vitir. We discussed this when we spoke about Maros. The Gemara is an episode. The Rebbe saw Dam at night, and he was Machmir. And then he saw it again in the daytime, and he was Metahir. So why isn't the Gemara concerned, or why wasn't Rebbe concerned? Maybe this is Toch Shiva Nekiyim. And when Rebbe passing for this woman at night, that she is Temeya, she gave up on counting. She has a Hesach Hadas. And now the next morning, Rebbe comes back and says, no, I was wrong. So very good you were wrong. But she lost count. She lost consciousness. She's no longer aware of Shiva Nekiyim. So she should have to start again from scratch. Elwad, apparently you see that Hesach Hadas isn't a concern. Now we'll see in a few moments that that's not necessarily the strongest kasha, because it could be that Hesach Hadas within a less than a day period is not of concern. But that's the bottom line of the Tshuva Zon Yontiv, Simon Pei Beis, Marsham as well, Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Yedalid, Marsham Chela Gimel Simon Kuf Yedalid, that you don't have to be choshish for the Me'il Tzedakah Mikol V'chol. Tshuvas Beis Yitzchak of Yitzchak Shmelkes points out the following: Chelik Beis Simon Tes Zayin Os Dalid, Chelik Beis Simon Tes Zayin Os Dalid. That even if you assume, like the Me'il Tzedakah, even if you're going to be machmir to discount a sphira where there's a Hesach Das in the middle, that only applies where there is a protracted Hesach Hadas. So he writes, V'nidon didan sheba'oso hayom kivna l'sfira, rak shebetchilas hayom lo kivna, vada nimuteres lifo. So you had a woman who, let's say on day six, was holding by Shiva Nekiyim, going strong. And then, come the beginning of day seven, she had a Hesach Hadas. But she recovers in the middle of the day, and she restarts the count. or she restarts the awareness as she talks Shivan Akiyam. So since she had a Yediyah on day Hakara on day Vav, and she has a Hakara on day Zayin, so even though there was a lapse of a few hours where she lost hope, that doesn't harm her Sefira. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you need Mamish Surin Lefaneinu to Bedika every day, but even Rabbi Akiva would agree in this case that you didn't do Bedika in the morning, you can do Bedika later in the day. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Okay, so that's one qualification that the Beis Yitzchak quotes. That as long as you have consciousness during the day, even if there's a temporary lapse, that doesn't pose a problem, even according to the Me'ilat Stakar. Then there's another chiddush of the Imre Yosher, Meir Arik, Cheli Beis Simin Lamed Dalet. Meir Arik assumes that even according to the Me'ilat Stakar, Hesach Hadas isn't Soser, just those days don't count. So if a woman counts day one, day two, and then she gives up on day three and day four, and wants to start again on day five, so day three and day four don't count, but day five can become day three. So you knock out the middle days, but you don't have to start again from scratch. Why? Because it says the Svara of the Me'ilat Stakar is that there's Ke'en Exeris HaKasuv that you can't have Hesach Hadas. But it's not a chashash riyah, meaning he's assuming that the ikar tam of the Me'ilat Stakar is just this din that you have to have a awareness of 7 days, but not we're worried of argashav lavadaita. If we're worried of argashav lavadaita, so then that should set you back to the beginning. But maybe during those 2 days there was some dam that you didn't notice. If the concern is there's a din of Shivan Akiyam that you have to be conscious about. So Mechatesi, that those missing days are going to take you down back to the beginning. Maybe it's just Ola, it's Eino Ola, but not Soser. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelu Dalet, Simen Ayin Gimel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Zeros also tells you you needed a conscious awareness, and when you didn't have it for all 7 days, the whole thing was problematic. It wasn't really explained.
If you didn't have it for all 7 days, right?
The whole thing was problematic.
Right, but they don't have to be consecutive days. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelu Dalet, Simen Ayin Gimel, Chelu Dalet, Simen Ayin Gimel, Kotzis Rameir Arik. He says, you don't get this impression from the other poskim. For the other poskim who present the Me'ilat Stakar, it sounds like once you're out, you have to restart the clock. But he says, in the Yesh Eizet Tzarek Godol, then you can rely on the Imre Yosher. So, Licha Chila, you should be Choshe Shulim Me'ilat Stakar and set the clock back at day one. And so it goes, oh, maybe you could be makel to just not count the missing days, but not go all the way back to day one. Rav Elsner doesn't like that so much. She thinks that that either Shevet Levi Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel Chela Gimel Simen Kuf Kaf Gimel, either you're choshish for the Me'ilat Stakar as we are the chafila, and if you're going to be makel, then be makel across the board if you have a strong tzarech. But this middle position of the Imre Yosher, he's not so into. El Chronon quote a different caveat, 1 second, Sam. See Pesach Frank asks and others, Chuvas Har Tzvi, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Vav. Chuvas Har Tzvi, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Nun Vav, quotes from a Chuvas Beis Shlomo. Yeah. That this whole concern of the old stuff only applies where you totally lose hope. You're totally not counting Shiva Nekiyim at all. But if you have a suffix situation, meaning you have a shayla, you're not sure whether it's a problematic kesem, you're not sure whether you're a soser, and you have to ask a rav, so you're hedging your bets and you're playing it safe on both sides, but you don't know what the answer is going to be, that's not considered a chisaron hesach hadas. So you have a shayla, you're not able to ask it right away, maybe it takes a day or two to ask the shayla, to show the mara, but as long as you still have hope that maybe it's going to be a mara tahor, and maybe you're not soser, and you're doing your bedikos al etzad, that you're continuing your shiva nekiyim, that would be fine and not a violation of the me'il stuff. Yes, Sam.
I guess it might depend on which side of the me'il stuff you think it's about, but what is the das? Like, today's day one, or today is the day of shiva nekiyim?
I think today is a day of Shiva Nekiyim is sufficient. It doesn't sound like you need the presentation is not the count. It's that you're in Shiva Nekiyim.
Okay.
Rabbi Morgenstern quotes the following scenarios, B'shem Rav Elyashiv. On page Reish Lam Ches. Scenario number one. So a woman decides that she's giving up on her Shiva Nekiyim because she had a Mara Tameh, and then it turns out that it wasn't a Mara Tameh. So if she had a Hesach Hadas for the entire daytime period, he says from Alos until Shkia, so there's no point during those daylight hours that she thought she's Tov Shiva Nekiyim, then she's lacking that day of Sfira, and we have to be concerned for the Me'il Tzedaka. And if she if that happens for multiple days, then you're concerned about those multiple days. So the way he presents it here sounds like the Imra Yosha. That you're just lacking those days, but you don't have to start from scratch. The way he presents it is that's the nafka mina between the two reasons of the Me'il Tzedaka. If the concern is Dilma Argish of Levadaita, you have to go back to day one. If it's just the requirement to Sfurim, you don't have to go back to day one. So he assumes that the Ikar Tam is the Sfurim issue, and then you don't have to go back to day one, you just missed that day. So he quotes, there was a mice of a woman who during Shiva Nekiyim had a mara on toilet paper, and she was assuming that it wasn't good. And her husband said, let's ask a shiloh. But she really didn't believe that the posik is going to be mekel. And to make her husband happy, she did a bedika the next day, but she didn't really think there's any point. In the end, the chacham was matir. She only found out the chacham was matir the next evening. So there's a full day in which she had given up hope of counting Shiva Nekiyim. So even though she did a bedika on that day, but since that bedika was only to make her husband happy, She lost that day. That's what Tikosim of Vayasha. If, however, she's only Nesiyat Das for a few hours in the middle of the day, but part of the day there's no Hesach Das, then that counts. No Chisarim. Close another Maisa. There's a woman who, on day one of the Shiva Nakim, did a Bedikah in the morning, and she thought that it was problematic. So she did another Hesach Tara that evening. Then it turned out that the morning Bedikah was fine. So Vyasha paskined that since in the morning when she did the Bedikah, that was a consciousness. So that day counts towards Shiva Nakim. And then the third scenario, there was no Hesach Hadas, just she has the Suffolk. Maybe it's a Maritame, maybe it's a Maritar, she doesn't know. So then that's not going to be so sair at all, as we quoted from the Beis Shlomo, the Har Tzvi. Fine. Rabbi Willig assumes the way he quotes him from Rav Yashiv is that there has to be a Yediyah during the daytime period of every given day. And the way Rabbi Willig says it is as long as there's a Yediyah during the whole 24-hour period, and then because Me'ikar Adin of Bedikas Laila works, as we'll discuss, so Me'ikar Adin Sfiras Laila should work also. So as long as during that whole calendrical day there's a period of awareness, that would obviate the problem of the Me'ilat Tzedaka. Rav Moshe has the following analysis. This relates to what we were discussing, Michael, yesterday. Rav Moshe, Chelek Bei Siman Ayin Tes, talks about a Moch Dachuk. So the recommended procedure, as we discussed, is that a woman does a Hesach Tara before Shkia, then she inserts a Moch Dachuk before Shkia, and keeps it there until Tzeis. Fine. Let's say a woman didn't do a separate Hesach Tara. She puts in the Moch before Shkia. She takes it out after Tzeis. So, in general, that's a bad idea for a different reason, because if she's going to keep it in, if she's not going to look at it before Shkia, if it's a problem, then she won't have a chance to try again. But for whatever reason, she inserted it before Shkia, keeps it until Tzeis, takes it out, it's all clean. So you should have said that, well, it was there before Shkia, so that's a valid Hesach Tara, because it turns out that it was, you realize, l'mefreya, that there was a proper Hesach Tara that was effected before Shkia. Rav Moshe says, not so pashut. since you didn't know at the time that it was a valid Hesach Tara, so then at the beginning of the next day, the beginning of that halachic day and night, you don't yet have consciousness that you're in Shiva Nakiyam. It's only Huvra Lamafreya that it was a good Hesach Tara, and you started Shiva Nakiyam. That seems to assume that this consciousness is required every moment. And not just at some point during the day.
We're just starting it.
Just starting it, why should that make a difference?
You don't know, you're starting Shiva Nakiyam.
You need to know, so is that a different kashrut than the Milsaka?
About a conscious consequence of Shkia, then it's the Vilma Argasha. And if you're already thinking you might be within it, you could already be thinking Vilma Argasha.
Well, Vilma Argasha, we pointed out, we're not as concerned about. Right? So the Ikertab is this Din of Sfur.
Right, so, but then how does the Din of Sfur apply to our emotions argument?
So you could argue the Din of Sfur requires a full consciousness the entire time, the entire day. You always have to be aware that you're in Shiva Nakiyam.
But if it's modeled after the sphera, generally say, you know, you just
at some point.
Today.
Right. Let's look at the Rav Moshe again. I was just thinking through this nekudah as I'm saying it now. I have to look at it. I don't have the lashon in front of me. I have to look at it carefully again and see exactly what this concern is. It's like one line in the toward the end of a relatively short tshuva. Okay, the base simin ayin tes. Okay, we didn't get as far as I thought we would. I'll stop here. Next time we're going to talk about bedikas char nusakin, bedikas balayla, and summon during Shiva Nakim. And then we'll begin the Sugya Paletes, which I uploaded more Marmakamasan earlier today.